Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Dana's Dirt is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the dirt.
Well, a Warner Brothers spokesperson put out a statement saying that a member of the Batman production had tested positive for COVID-19. So basically, they were shutting things down. Then it turned out that it was Robert Pattinson, the star of the movie, is the one who has come down with it.
That's scary.
He could let The Rock have his day.
Does he wear a mask in the movie?
Stop.
Dana.
Batman's mask does not cover his nostrils or his mouth.
Well, then there you have it.
Maybe Dana. It should.
Right?
Stop.
That's scary, too, because think of all the people that are involved with that production, you know?
Yeah, but how close did they get to the star?
You actually have a great point.
See?
Yep.
Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole, says that she wants to get monthly payments of about $2 million from him. This is following her filing for divorce. Mm-hmm. They've been married for 24 years. TMZ got a hold of the court documents, of course. They did. I just don't know how that stuff isn't immediately private.
Right.
Yeah.
They're good.
Right. So Dr. Dre is worth about $800 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I think that she'd ask for half. Do you just go ahead and come up with some kind of deal?
Well,
just figure it out and move on.
I did a little digging, and I don't know why I care so much, but she signed a prenup before they got married.
Yes, but he said that he shouldn't have had her sign it.
Yeah, he crumbled it up 2 years later when everything was going perfectly well, and now he's like, no, that still upholds. Just because I destroyed it doesn't mean it doesn't uphold in a court of law. So it'll be interesting to see if it does.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm invested.
I don't know why either.
Really are.
I just think they need to come up with a deal, because on top of the $2 million a month, she wants him to pay $5 million in fees that she's spent on their divorce. Like, okay, I mean, just
right.
How far do you want to let it rack up with the fees?
You're worth $800 million. You can afford it.
Well, $5 million over, it's been less than a year now.
Yeah, well, pay
keep
up.
Going. That's going to be
24 years.
Yeah. Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings is going to join the show. He's going to be a consulting producer. He's going to do some behind the scenes work, and he's going to get to present his own special video categories. Some people think that he's being groomed to be the next host. Don't know. They're not saying that yet.
Yeah, still got a little time. Alex, no, I'm saying no, not like that.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wow.
No, like that's his gig. But at some point, he's going to want to retire, and you can't just throw somebody in there. Somebody needs to be groomed for that spot.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
You don't agree?
No.
I don't know if, like, Drew, what's his name? Who took
Drew
over?
Drew Carey.
Sorry.
Who just got thrown in there.
Well, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Got to groom him a little bit. I like the Ken pick, though, if and when it comes to that.
So. We'll see.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You got an odd collectible at home? Something that maybe you show to friends or other family members? They're like, why do you even have that? I have my first lock of hair. My mom has it. My very first one. It's in a little, like, glass jar with a white lid on it.
Is she, like, going to DNA copy you later?
I don't know what it's for. She just saved it. It's in her hope chest. Showed it to my kids. My kids were a little creeped out about it. Like, why do you have that, Grandma? Well, it's your dad's first lock of hair. It's precious.
It's precious.
More hair than I have on my head right now. Just that little lock of hair. You got a weird collectible at home, 407-919-1051. The reason I asked, there's a story about this mom on TikTok. Her son was getting his braces off. And as they were getting his braces off, she told the orthodontist, she goes, "Those are mine. Save those."
The braces?
The braces.
She paid for them.
I spent that money and I am keeping them. And she ended up turning them into a Christmas ornament. And now she's gone viral and famous on TikTok because of saving her son's braces.
I'm hoping they have the elastics on it so it has some color.
I don't know.
Why in the world would he want to wake up on Christmas morning and see that hanging on the tree?
And be reminded of headgear and rubber bands.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but mom decided she wanted to keep it, so there's a weird collectible.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
His mom wanted to save her son's braces when he got them off, and she turned them into a Christmas ornament. She repurposed them. So we're talking about what weird, odd collectible do you have at home? Anissa, what do you have?
Well, when I was a young girl, my grandfather willed me his gold teeth. So when he passed away, they removed his gold teeth and gave them to me.
And so where do you have them displayed at home?
I do not have them displayed, although my mother believes I should put them on a necklace.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, if they melted them down and formed them into something else, and then, I don't know, you gave them as a gift to someone who has no idea where they came from.
That's the thing. We didn't even remove the gold from the teeth. It's the whole tooth, multiple teeth.
My God. That's the weirdest collectible ever. Well, I mean, where, seriously, like, do you have them hidden somewhere?
Yes, of course. What, am I going to bring them out at a party?
Look, Grandpa's smiling. Okay, yeah, that's weird. I mean, eventually, like Dana said, some point, melt them down, and I guess you could collect the money on it, because I honestly have no idea what you would ever do with that.
You know, but it's a weird thing in my family, teeth. If you lose a tooth, everybody keeps the teeth. My grandmother has my mother's baby teeth. My mother has my baby teeth. I have my kids' baby teeth. I even have my dog's teeth.
Okay, so I did find one of my dog's teeth. And I held on to it for a little while. I'm like, why do I have this? But I did. I kind of love that little tooth. I'm right. Like, oh, look at your little tooth. You're growing up.
Right? Exactly. Forever sentimental.
Anissa, thanks for calling. At least you know you got a rainy day and a payday, I guess.
That's right, if I'm really in need.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Alexandria, what's your odd collectible?
Hi, yes. I was at the Busch Gardens camp a couple years ago, and I was working with the cheetahs, and one of them actually, you know how cats bite their claws to, like, shave them off, down a little bit?
Okay.
Well, one of them actually had a claw shaving come off, and one of the handlers gave it to me.
And what do you do with it?
I just have it in a little tiny baggie, and I just show it to my friends when they come over.
And are they impressed?
They're kind of like, how would you get that, and why would you keep that?
Kind of the same thing we're wondering, right?
I mean, it came from my favorite cheetah there, so I'm just like, I think he was meaning to do that.
You guys have an extra special bond now.
Yes.
Alexandria, thanks for calling us. Have a great morning. Enjoy that claw, paw, whatever it is.
You enjoy your morning too.
Bye.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Mix 105.1. It's Friday, so why are you smiling?
Why in a good mood? 407-919-1051. I'm smiling because it's a 3-day weekend, and all this weekend I will be out at a baseball field, sitting in center field, watching my son do a little baseball showcase in front of some college coaches.
You're going to sit in the middle of the field?
Not in the middle of the field. I sit out by myself so I don't make them nervous.
You were going to be sitting.
No,
yeah, center field. Right.
Behind the fence, you guys.
Uh-huh.
They're not putting me in. So I get to watch my son do what he does, what he absolutely loves the most. So it makes me very happy. Amanda, why are you smiling this morning?
I'm smiling because I get a spa day today. I'm going X-touring tomorrow night. My birthday is on Sunday, and I'm off of work on Monday.
Well, don't pull anything tomorrow after your big spa day today. Maybe you should have reversed it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I might have.
Man, it sounds like you have the best weekend ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I've been looking forward to it for the past month. So
happy early birthday.
Ready.
Well, thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. You will.
You'll be right.
Thank you. Oh,
bye.
Yes, I will. Bye.
Hey, Megan, why are you smiling?
I am smiling because I finally finished my second week of school face-to-face. I'm back with the kids. And two of my teacher friends and I are going to Melting Pot tonight for the Magical Dining Month. Because we need it.
I haven't been to Melting Pot in a long time.
That is so good.
It is good.
What is that? That green goddess stuff that you put on the vegetables? Oh, man, now you're making me have a taste for this. Okay. I might be joining you for Magical Dining Month. I love that. Well, thank you for all your teachers and everything that you guys do. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Enjoy your long weekend.
Thank you. I need it.
Bye.
Bye.
Dana, why are you smiling?
So I've totally missed live theater. I really, really miss going to see anything in a theater or just those type of performances. And one of my favorite work buddies of all time, we made a date for next month. It's this outdoor thing where you you follow a different storyline. So you'll be following some actors through downtown, just depending on the storyline that you pick. And I guess it all comes together in weird ways. So we'll be able to do our social distancing and wear our masks and all of that, but still experience live theater. I can't wait
for
this.
That's awesome.
I am so excited.
What is it called? That sounds really, really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to give me a little more info on that because that actually
sounds...
Yeah, that sounds like something I would like. Pretty cool.
Mix 105.1. Mix 105.1. It's Friday, so why are you smiling?
Love hearing your good news. Start us off, Nikki. Why are you smiling this morning?
Smiling because I'm actually starting a new teaching position today. Yay!
Hey!
Woo! Woo!
What grade and what are you teaching?
Well, I'm going to be a new gifted resource teacher, and it's all elementary, so
we're awesome.
Good to go.
Well, it's a perfect time to be a teacher, too, because I saw yesterday that SeaWorld announced that all Florida teachers K through 12 get into SeaWorld for free until August 31st of next year. So, like, perfect timing on your part.
I know. Tell me about it. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Lauren, why are you smiling?
I got a new job.
Hell! We got a little theme going on here. What are you doing? What's the new gig?
I'm going to be a cashier in the morning hours for Dunkin' Donuts.
Enjoy pumpkin season.
Right? Well, congratulations on the new job.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye.
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 Now I want pumpkin munchins.
Munchins?
Munchins.
Chantel, why are you smiling?
So I am smiling because this weekend I am officially packing up all the rest of my stuff and bringing it home to my new place, and I will be officially moved in.
Dana, don't answer your phone this weekend.
You're so mean.
I don't need help. Trust me, I got this. That's why I'm having so many car trips.
Okay, I thought that's where this was leading to.
No, welcome
home officially.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Of course, right? We live in Central Florida, but so hot that you'll do absolutely anything to cool off, even breaking the law. There's a lady in the Ukraine. She's been banned from flying after returning home to the Ukraine. She was on a vacation in Turkey with her husband and children. She says that she was just so hot, she had to do something. She had to do something immediately. So she opened the emergency exit window, went out, and sat on the wing of the plane on the tarmac because...
Okay. You needed to say that plane was on the ground. I'm like, she might have superhero powers here.
Her nails are gripping into the wing. And her
what
legs
are
were
you talking about?
Kicking in the air. No, there's video of her. She's just chilling on the wing of the plane, just cooling off. Like, she just...
living her best life.
I guess, making her own rules. So now she's been banned for life from flying.
I wonder how close they were to takeoff.
I don't know.
When she did that.
Either that or I don't know if she was coming in like they were just waiting to taxi up and finally get off the plane and she's just roasting and like, I'm getting off and I'm getting off now and I'll just sit out here. Just leave me alone. I'll come back in when you tell me to. But no, she just sat out there. Now imagine being the person in the row in front of you or in the row next to them sitting here watching this woman go out and do it. Her husband and kids are probably like, no, mommy.
Yeah. Like imagine being her husband. You're sitting there like, what are you doing?
I don't think this is a good idea. What's the weirdest, the craziest thing? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it when you're on a plane. You're 32,000 feet in the air and you see somebody do something stupid. You're like, what are you doing?
Wow, or have you ever dated or married someone who did something that crazy? And did you stay with them?
Right. 407-919-1051. If we get any calls on yours, I'll give you $10.
Okay.
I remember there was a lady, this was not that long ago, she was vaping on the plane. And she just kind of had her eyes closed. She had to have been drunk or sedated or something. But she was so relaxed that when they asked her, she said she completely forgot that she was flying on a plane. But her head was back, her eyes were closed.
Yeah, okay, then maybe she was dated.
She would bring it up and she would take, and the first time I'm like, oh my God, no, she did not. She was one row next to me and up one. And so I finally kind of raised my hand and got them over there, and they ended up taking it from her. But she,
you were the narc?
You couldn't push the button?
No, because awful. it was like, you don't want to ding? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, because then they know who told. He did. But that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That's huge trouble.
Yeah, big time.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.